Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here. Thanks so much, as always, for coming back, downloading or streaming the show. Today, Ricky, Pam, and I are going to discuss things to do outside the theme parks down at Walt Disney World for this summer. Of course, we know some of the resorts are opening on June 22nd, but the theme parks aren't even starting their opening until July 11th. So there's going to be a big gap there of time where you can be at the resorts, but no theme parks. We're going to give some ideas of what you might do to fill your time. And there's actually a lot of stuff that would be a ton of fun to do on that next trip. And I even talk about outlet malls, thanks to Alfred. All right. We also have a great way to support the show. Three ways, actually. Book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel. They are a Platinum Earmarked agency, and they're going to help you in these difficult times with all the fluid information. They're going to take care of your next vacation. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. You can use our Amazon affiliate link. It helps support the show with every purchase out there. So please bookmark it and use it often. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And the newest way to support the show, become a patron of our podcast. For as little as $5 a month, you really do help everything we do here on the show. So just check out all the great specials, everything that's going on over on the Patreon page. Check it out today at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1693 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Hope you're having a great wrap to your week. Hope you had a productive one. And now it's time to go have some fun. The country's opening up a little bit. Get out there, get outside, enjoy the wonderful summer weather, long summer nights, and maybe have a meal outside at a restaurant. That sounds really, really good. So today we're going to be talking about some of the stuff you can do at Walt Disney World outside of the theme parks, because as we know, some folks will be heading down here in just a couple of short weeks, but the theme parks won't be open yet. So we're going to talk about some stuff that under normal circumstances you can do. Some of these things may not be available, but they might be available by the time June 22nd rolls around. So we're going to just have a discussion of fun stuff to do outside the theme parks. All right. Joining me today from themouseforless.com and touringplans.com, we have Ricky. Ricky, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And this weekend, I'm going to be doing something that is outside the theme parks, but it's in Walt Disney World. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm headed to Disney World this weekend in a weird way.
The Springs, so, right?
I'm going to Springs. I may actually head over to City Walk as well. I'll probably actually head over to City Walk too and kind of poke around there too. And so it's going to be a fun weekend. So if you're curious as to what's going on at either Disney Springs or City Walk or both, make sure you're following along, because I will be on the ground with updates.
So, can't wait to see it. I mean, I'm just missing seeing anything at this point. So
I know, right? Seriously, like I didn't realize how much I missed seeing like people in the parks in my timeline everywhere. And then I was like, oh, I do.
I know, isn't it weird? Because we've lived in a period now for the last, you know, what, Twitter started in like 2006, 7, 8?
Eight.
You know, because prior to that, you know, you had discussion boards where you would see like, because I really got all this started by looking at guidebooks, and then I found discussion boards where people would do, you know, a trip report like day one, day two, and they had pictures and stuff. And that was pretty awesome because that was more current. And, you know, for the last, 12 years or so, you've been able to
see
real time. Yeah, real time. Yeah. See everything. And can't do it now.
Kind of crazy. I know. It's weird how technology works, isn't it?
I love technology. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Happy Friday, Pam. What's going on?
Happy Friday. So I have been feeling, as you know, we've been talking about traveling a lot and that's starting to open up. I'm so excited. I had thought about it, you know, this past week and just thought, I'm so ready to start doing it. I completely understand the things that people are anxious about as they think about the parks and how things are going to change. But I really just felt like it was really heavy on my heart just the fact that you're sort of missing out on opportunities by waiting for the perfect time. And I had written a Facebook post about this last weekend, but there is no perfect time. And that really hit me last week. And not that I haven't said things like that before, but there really is no perfect time. And I'm really going to take advantage of all the travel moments I have in the future, because I just realized how much I miss that in my life. So anyways, on that note, we are going to, are you ready for this? Not anywhere super exciting, but Lake Erie.
Yes. Yay!
Within a few hours drive of where I live. And I want my toes in the sand. That's as close as I can get to doing that. So I'm going to go up there for just a night or two and check it out.
Nice.
Because I think there'll be a lot of people that are doing some domestic trips this year. Maybe not as many cruises as we would like, or international travel as we would like. But there's lots of domestic trips available. So anyways, I want to go check it out and see what's up there.
We're doing like the lakes. Like Scott went up and saw Lake, he went up to Mackinac Island this past weekend. I enjoyed his pictures from up there. Lake Huron and Michigan, where they meet. So that was cool. I'm going to be going to Lake of the Ozarks here in a couple weeks. Pam's sister-in-law and brother-in-law have a house down there. So they're going to let us stay at the lake house. And so it's going to be like super cheap to go down and just do touristy. Now, I know when everybody around the country hears Lake of the Ozarks, I feel scared to death that I'm saying
right?
I'm going there.
Exactly, because especially now.
I'm not going to that bar. There's a lake there because they built this dam, Bagnell Dam, back in the day for an hydroelectric plant. And so there's this man-made lake, which is awesome for like fishing and boating and I don't know, but there's like touristy stuff, you know, there's a thing called the strip, like go-karts and putt-putt and all that. So yeah, that might be our big summer vacation this year, but hey, it's okay. Because the thing is, it's kind of weird as a Missourian, like that's what everybody here does. Like
true.
I'm the weird one that goes to Walt Disney World every summer, you know, like, I mean, everybody goes like every, you know, like once in their lifetime around here, maybe once every like 10 years, like the 4th of July, we're at Walt Disney World. Like, we're going to be, like, being true Missourians this year going to the lake. But I'm scared because I heard there's no internet down there, so I have to go to the McDonald's to get to the...
What?
Apparently. Like, it's way remote, the house.
Oh,
they
that
said,
stinks.
One thing you got to know about the house, it's awesome. It's got a boat. No internet. Not even on your phone.
Wow. I know. That's crazy.
I'm kind of freaking out already. I'm kind of getting cold sweats.
All
right, anyway, real quick, a shout out to more of our patrons who joined on day one back on June 1st. And it's Sarah K, Kelly F, Matt B, Lindsay, Lori R, Ann B, Stephen A from Give Kids the World. Love that.
Yes.
Thomas L, Desiree K, and Marlessa S. So we're up to 20 patrons. So far on the list, we're going to get there. I promise everybody's getting their shout out. Thank you so much for joining us, supporting the show. And we're going the order that everybody jumped in. So thank you so much for that. You can become a patron over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Check it out today. All right. So let's get into things to do outside of the parks under normal circumstances. Let's say that, because the thing is, by the time we're only recording the show about 4 days ahead of time, but who knows what will change by the time this publishes.
At this point,
everything we say is outdated within 12 hours at this point. Under normal circumstances, because this is something that maybe you use a year from now if you're listening to the show. And I will start off with one of the newest things I've done outside the park that I don't know will be available, but it could be. And I've only gotten to do this a few times, and it's only because of my good friend Mark Yerkes up in Chicago. Another one of our great patrons. He invited me a long time ago, and a bunch of us, to go fishing with him. Now, I am not a fisherman at all. Like, I fished one time before this, and it was with my great-grandpa. I had to have been like 8 or 9 years old. We went to St. Ferdinand Park, for those people that are from St. Louis. It's a little park in Florissant, Missouri. Got a little pond, about the size of the pond we have in our subdivision here. And I didn't even have a fishing pole that's got the reel or anything. It was a cane pole. So it was just basically like a big piece of like bamboo with a string on the end and a hook. And we put the thing in there. My great grandpa, you know, excited, got to take his great grandson fishing. We caught a catfish that day and I was super excited. I didn't know what it was all about. He got it off, got a picture with my great grandpa of catfish and the cane pole. And that's a great memory that I have. Now with Mark, when he invited Mark, I got to tell you about Mark real quick. This dude, every fish needs to be on high alert when that dude's on a Southwest jet heading to Florida, because you are an endangered species. I know it's catch and release, but you are bound to be caught, because this dude fishes from the time the sun comes up till like whenever they call it off because it gets too hot. He loves to fish, and he fishes every day on most of his trips. It's unreal. He was even down there fishing like right before the parks closed and just kept fishing after the parks closed. He kept going. So anyway, the way the fishing works at Walt Disney World, so much fun. You get on a pontoon boat, you have a guide, he drives the boat. But this guy, and I forget, Mike, I think was the name of the guy. Mark always gets the same guy. He's awesome. Like he's just funny. He's cracking jokes. He's driving the boat. You get to go wherever you want. Like we fished Bay Lake and we got to go back and see like where the ferry boats come out. That was really cool for the day. There's like big slips back kind of behind Bay Lake Tower. We also fished inside of Epcot one day. That was awesome. And around the Epcot Air Resorts. But basically, you know, we had like 6 or 7, 8 people on the boat. All the bait you need, the little minnows. If you don't want to touch the minnows, you don't have to. The guide will actually put the minnows on your hook. Because I learned how to do it after a while. But at first, I let him go for it. And like if you catch a fish, and it's not that hard to catch fish down there. They must be hungry. I don't know if there's like a scuba diver under the boat. Could be putting them on your hook. I don't know that for sure, but there might be Scuba Steve. But the thing is, like, you know, you catch your fish. They have like light refreshments, like you can have sodas and stuff on the ship, on the little pontoon boat. But it's fun. Like I got to do it with Paige. Paige pulled out a huge bass near Germany in World Showcase Lagoon. Hannah was with us. Steve, Scott, Phil. I mean, it was just so much fun to do this. I'm so glad Mark asked me, because I would have never fished in my life. And it was one of the best times. Every time I've done this, it's been a blast. And I'm not a fisherman, but everybody should give that a shot. You know, it's a new experience. I don't fish when I get home. The only time I do it is with Mark. But every time I do it, and you got to get up so early. I mean, so early. But it's such a fun thing to do. So I don't know if this is going to be offered here initially, but as we move through these phases, if you get the chance, give fishing a shot. It's a really cool experience at Walt Disney World. So that's something you can do. Ricky, what else? What do you got?
So one of the really cool things that I've done in the past is at several of the different Walt Disney World Resort hotels, they have marinas where you, like Mike said, you can go fishing, but there's also the ability to take the water mice out and go out on the lakes. It's a really, really cool experience to be able to just, you know, go out and have the ability to really explore like, you know, Bay Lake and all that area right there, you know, by the Magic Kingdom, and go tool on over to, you know, where Wilderness Lodge is. And at the time, River Country was still there. So it was really cool to be able to, you know, get a better look at what, you know, River Country looked like, and a much more close up experience, you know, go around to Fort Wilderness and see all that. So there are, and the island in the middle too, it's just a lot of really cool things that you can go and see. Now, of course, you have to be a little conscientious. I mean, you are in an area where there are other boats that are going around.
And you're the smallest boat. I mean, it's like when I used to drive. It's kind of, I compare it to like when I used to drive an MGB. Like you had to be aware, because every other car on the highway could crush you.
Exactly. And you are definitely the smallest boat out there. So you need to absolutely be cautious, especially when like the big ferry boat is coming.
That's the biggest. Yeah, I told
you. Like that sucker ain't stopping for nobody. So you better get out of the way. You know, so that's just one of the really cool things that we've gotten to do while we were at Walt Disney World. And it just, again, it gives you a unique perspective, because you are, again, it's so small. So you're low to the water, and it's a view that you can't get really anywhere else because of that. Like, I mean, you're definitely like almost in the water with how low this is, but it's such a cool thing. And I'm so glad that we decided to do it, because it was one of those like random things we didn't have planned, but we were at the Polynesian at the time, and we're like, hey, you know what, let's go try it, you know, let's go see if they have any, you know, available, and let's go out and see if we can do it. And they did have some available at the time, and we just went out, and I think we did an hour, and that was definitely enough time to go out and tool around and see everything. So headed over to the Grand Floridian. I mean, we went everywhere. So
I've still never done one of those. And that's one of those things, like practically like with, you know, just the liability of it. I can't believe they let you drive those things out on the same body of water with the ferry. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I'm glad they do. But like, you know, when you kind of think about it, like whoo, that might be something that maybe you want to do it sooner rather than later.
just be cautious if you're driving out by the ferry. Yes. But, you know, don't try to beat the ferry. Yes. Just don't try to beat the ferry. Yeah, okay.
I'm sure they have gigantic engines in those little bitty boats. Yeah, I've never done it. I want to do that sometime. It's a lot of fun. All right, Pam, what do you got for somebody outside the parks?
So I'm going to actually mention something that is going on right now, too. As soon as the parks open or the resorts open, you're still going to be able to do this. And this is Movies Under the Stars. And we've mentioned this a few times, but this is one of those activities that I think so many people who were like us before we did it planned on doing it some evening. Yep. And they always got pulled away to something else, right? Fireworks, a parade, a party. Dinner went long, something. And it's always something that you're like, oh, I keep meaning to do that. When we finally did it years ago, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. Really, just to be able to sit here on vacation, not have somewhere else I have to go, not have anything else I have to do, just hang out and watch a movie under the stars, by the way. And it's great. So when Disney opens back up and the resorts are open, they have put this as one of the things that they're going to have available in addition to the pools and poolside activities and things like that. And I know that that's a big part of everyone's vacations too, is when they have the recreation staff out there and they're doing all these awesome activities for kids and adults in the pools. Those are going to be things that are available too. So I love that they have made this happen, that they're, because this is something that they just could have said, you know what, this is kind of a pain. We're going to have to like make sure that people are socially distant from each other, blah, blah, blah. But they're going to find a way to make this happen. And I'm really glad to see that because I think it's just part of the Disney resort experience.
Well, too, and drive-ins are kind of making a resurgence. It's almost like a drive-in without a car. You know, it's like an atmosphere. Get some candy from the food court, watch a movie. It is one of those things. I mean, you mentioned kind of, and it's exactly right. Like so many times we get back to the resort from a night at the parks and like the movie would just be wrapping up. We're like, dang, we should have done that. Like that's, you know, it'd be like a Wreck-It Ralph or something. I'm like, I love that movie and it's a great night. I should, you know, and I'm beat from being in the park forever. Like I should have sat on this grass and watched a movie. Like it's vacation.
I know. And those are the times that I really remember. Like I remember, it's one of those times I think when you're sitting there, if you really take the moment to just sort of reflect on what you're doing, it's one of those things that you wish you had a picture of because you want to make sure you remember that. Remember it. It's so simple. It's easy to forget, but it really is a perfect time to create some memories.
All right, so mine, I'm heading over to Fort Wilderness, and Fort Wilderness is just a great place to go. I mean, if you really want to feel some nostalgia for times gone by, but practically, here's the thing. I don't know if like you listening to today's podcast have kind of discovered this during this period since March. Bicycle riding, you know, it's fun to ride a bike. Like I have an old huffy bike that I probably bought like in college, and we busted that out. Pam has kind of just an old bike we bought at Target 10-12 years ago, and so, you know, we didn't have much to do lately, so I would ride my bike with Mallory around the neighborhood. You can rent bikes over at Fort Wilderness and just drive through the, you know, ride your bike around the loops, see the motorhomes, the trailers, the campsites. You know, you can ride around there kind of in the main area where Pioneer Hall is. And I know that sounds simple and people are probably saying, you know, I don't want to go to Walt Disney World to go on a bicycle. But there's something about it, even at Castaway Key, you know, when you go on a cruise. Now, normally we go in the summer and it's blazing hot, but we have rented bicycles and it's just, I think bicycle, this is me, but I think it is true for others, that riding a bicycle kind of takes you back to like a childhood state of mind. You know, you're exploring, you're laughing. Sometimes your kids haven't ridden bikes. Anyway, like riding a bike somewhere new is always exciting. And there's a lot to see at Fort Wilderness. That's something simple, something relatively inexpensive. You can rent bikes at other resorts. I know Riverside has them. You know, they actually all of them have bikes. But, you know, it's something as simple as like riding bikes with your significant other or your kids. Solid. Mm-hmm. It's fun. It's easy. It doesn't take a lot of time. Just get out there. And hey, by the time you get done riding your bike, go get another dessert. You just burned a bunch of calories. Bonus. True. All right, Ricky, what else?
So one of my favorite things to do and some of my favorite memories that I've had at Walt Disney World is going out and hanging out on the boardwalk at Disney's Boardwalk Resort. It's just so, especially at night, not not maybe during the day because, you know, it's hot. But at night, you know, it's peaceful. You're there by the water. It's all lit up with the great, you know, the popcorn lights that they have and all the fun boardwalk games that they've got going on. You've got, so there's that energy that's there. You've got Ample Hills, which I know we all love. And so you can go grab some ice cream, sit out, you know, outside and enjoy the ice cream, hang out, talk with your family or your friends or whoever you're traveling with, and just, you know, really have a good time, you know, exploring the boardwalk. And, you know, there's not necessarily as much to do as, you know, say a Disney Springs, but it's just nice if you're in the area and you want to do something kind of different, and really have a unique experience, that's a great option. You've got the Abracadabra bar there as well, so you can go in and have a drink if you'd like. You know, it's just, it's such a unique area, and they have entertainment there a lot of times too. You know, I've seen jugglers and things like that. Magicians, so there's kind of always something going on the boardwalk in a way. There's just, like I said, there's this unique energy that's there that's really special. And it's something that you can't get anywhere else. And that's, you know, that's why I love going to the boardwalk and just hanging out, having ice cream and being with friends and family.
Yeah. And you got to, you know, besides the ice cream at Apple Hills, which is solid, you know, you have that little stand that just sells all the carnival food, like all stuff you're going to regret a half hour after eating it, but it's so fun to eat, you know, funnel 100%. Cakes, corn dog nuggets.
Exactly.
Yeah. God, I miss this kind of, like, there's no fairs this year.
There's a margarita stand.
There is a margarita stand. Amen. And you can always rent a Surrey bike and regret life choices after. Oh, so, dude. You know, just saying.
That's another story, man. That night with Mallory and her friend. Paige. No, it wasn't Mallory. It was Paige and Molly. Yes. We were 7 years old and we put them both in the basket of the big old, like, Volkswagen sized Surrey bike after, like, killing myself at Beaches and Cream in July. How I did not barf. I do not know. Thomas passed out.
No, that's a terrible idea. Don't do that. Don't do that. No.
All right, Pam, next. So we got a lot of stuff we can do. Next recommendation.
Yeah. I know, right? So I was going to say, did you know that Disney resorts, some of them, have sport courts, like tennis?
What?
Yeah, I know, right?
Playing tennis on vacation.
I know.
I see people playing.
Some of them have cornhole set up. Some of them have
bocce ball at Riviera, right?
Yes, there's bocce at Riviera. There's like little fun things like that that are going on. Now, not every resort has a tennis court, which is good because I think I've seen like people on the court maybe like once or twice in all the years I've been going. I think Old Key West even has a basketball court too, but I have seen people play cornhole for sure. So that's something that they can do. Or, you know, just go Beach Club has a volleyball court set up. Yeah. So you can do that there, right?
I've mostly seen kids playing in the sand at the volleyball court.
I know, right?
Exactly.
And in addition, Riviera also has an outdoor chess.
Yes, they do.
Set as well. So there's that. So there's sport courts available for those who want to do it. There's ping pong available at a couple resorts too. You just have to typically go in and get the paddles and ball and things like that. And you usually see someone running after a ball somewhere.
Because always.
ping pong's kind of hard to control, really and truly. But, you know, that's something that you can do. And I was going to say, Mike, even when the resorts first open up, first of all, you can do a fishing excursion at Fort Wilderness. So that will be available. You can also do the trail rides at Fort Wilderness, at Fort Wilderness. So those are going to be open from the very day that Fort Wilderness opens. So I think, that's a plus too.
Now see, just a travel agent tip. If you want to do those, because again, anything that's limited capacity, I would get on that as soon as you can make those reservations now, because that way, you know, we don't have fast pass. We don't have theme parks at this point. Like, but
they're coming.
You know, like, you want to lock in as much as you can because you're going to want to be entertained. I mean, of course, sitting by the pool. We joked about this, Ricky and I. We were doing the live show. We're talking about the restaurants that are going to be open initially, and it was like I think 65% bars.
Bars, yes, exactly. Hey, you gotta have a drink. That's
we all deserve a drink, don't we? I think we all deserve a drink.
Amen.
Or two.
Yes. I actually have
my permission.
Pam, you'll be happy to know I actually had a drink this past weekend. There. I really did. I needed it. I was like, done. I'm done. I need a drink. It's done. So yeah.
I got to tell you, Ricky, what my daughter Mallory told me last night. So there's this new restaurant up on Highway K in O'Fallon called That Burger Joint. But yes. It's three stores in one. It's a burger place. It's a fire, like, grilled pizza place. And then there's a dairy. There's an Oberweis dairy. It's all owned by the same people. But anyway, she went in, and she's like, they have these great sodas. And they even have milk, like, on the cruise. And you just pull the thing down and serve your own milk. And it's even chocolate milk, too. And she's like, Ricky would love this place.
That's awesome. So I love that. Take it to Oberweis.
All right. So, I want to throw in here because Michelle's got a great comment, because I think right now there's a lot of momentum for NASA because of the SpaceX launch, and people are excited for that. And I love that, man. I'm so excited for our space program right now. She says she wants to recommend Kennedy Space Center, which is about a 75-minute drive or so, depending on how fast you drive on the beeline. Just over, you just got to go due east until you can't go any go. you're in the ocean, but it's pretty easy to find over in Cocoa Beach, Titusville area. Says there's an amazing deal going on right now with discount tickets during their partial reopening, that you get a free 2021 ticket with purchase.
Nice.
She thinks that's in effect until the end of July. So, yeah,
that's awesome.
Kennedy Space Center is incredible. And the thing is, I haven't seen the Atlantis exhibit, but every person I've talked to, Jay especially, and Joanne, that are huge space fans like me, and even people that are kind of on the fence, like they're not sure that they like space, but they're not as invested as I am, and some people are, that at least the remodeled, like, Atlantis new exhibit of the orbiter that used to go into space, a lot of people compare that experience of seeing that, because it's a multimedia type experience. It's not just go in and look. There's a lot to it, and a lot of people say it is very on par to what you would see at Disney as far as the presentation and the movie and the emotional connection to the experience. So, yeah, good stuff, you know, because I think this is a time that if you're ever going to kind of explore a little bit off property, you may want to do it on this trip. You know, Kennedy Space Center is not that far. Cocoa Beach, you could do a little beach day, Jetty Park if it's open. That's what we used to do. We used to pay like $10 a person, go in Jetty Park. Because, I mean, it had a snack bar, it had clean bathrooms, and I know it's not a real beach, but, I mean, you can kind of get in the water there. It is a beach, but it's not. And you can watch cruise ships go by. Wait, you used to be able to. You can watch stuff go
by. Not anymore.
You can watch the cruise ships parked, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. All right, so that's my last one. Ricky, what do you got?
So, I think, and granted, you're not able to do it right now, not only because of, you know, coronavirus, but also because they are remodeling it and reworking it. But there's the Tri-Circle D Ranch, which is at Fort Wilderness. And it's a really cool, unique experience, something that not a lot of people know about. And what it is it's the home of all the Disney horses. So, you know, the horses that you see that parade down Main Street at the Magic Kingdom, you know, they're going to be there. The horses that, you know, take brides to get married at, you know, the Grand Floridian. There are those horses there. There's, and you can ride horses there. They have pony rides and things like that. It's a really, and really unique experience, that not a lot of guests know about. And you do, you know, have to, it is not the easiest necessarily to get to. You have to actually, I think, go to the main, you know, front area of Fort Wilderness. So you can't go to like that back entrance with the boat from the Magic Kingdom. You know, you actually have to then, if you take that way, you then have to get on a bus to get to the front entrance. But it's such a cool experience to get to see the horses and you know, learn more about them, because they will tell you anything, you know, about the horses. They will teach you about them, about, you know, what their names are, kind of their temperament, you know, what they like and stuff like that. Like, it's just, especially if you're a horse lover, or, you know, you've got a child that's a horse lover, this is a really unique experience that you're only going to get at Disney. So
just follow your nose.
That is true. Yes.
It's easy to find where they are. Because I used to run that path between Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness. You knew where they were, because the path goes right past the horses.
Yeah.
And
you're going to smell them. That's for sure.
Horse poop. Yeah. Anyway, Alfred has a suggestion, which I am vehemently against. Go to the Disney outlet store. That was the worst 2 hours of my life.
Okay, for you.
Oh, dude, yes. Scott and I went there because we thought we had the greatest plan. We're going to get cheap souvenirs for the kids, for the wives, to go back. But we did. Problem was, we did it after the marathon. So we had run 26.2 miles. We'd been up since 2 o'clock in the morning. I was hungry and I was tired. And that is the worst combination for Mike Rallman. He has a rental car. We drive over. You cannot find a parking spot.
No,
in
that
parking
is true.
Dude, we drove around for, I am not exaggerating, at least 30 minutes trying to find a parking spot.
Oh
like almost
gosh.
Got to like three
That's
fights.
Not true.
It
I will be honest
crazy.
With you. The parking there is atrocious. Yes.
I guess we could have paid to go in the garage. We were not doing that.
No, the garage used to be free. And then they,
well,
and
it was like pass holders or something. Yeah, there was something like we couldn't even get in there if we wanted. But anyway.
Well, when it was free, it was a lot easier to find spots. You know, you didn't have to drive around 50,000 times to find a spot to park.
And
so,
everything was like from Disney Cruise Line from like 3 years ago, some sailing that they took. I'm like, dude, I can't get that for a souvenir. Like my wife will be on to me.
There is a lot of Disney Cruise Line stuff there, I will admit.
I mean, I'm not a shopper anyway. But and then the guy tried to sell me on a Carnival cruise like in the middle at the kiosk and he like would not let me go. Like he was so aggressive.
Well, you can't stop for those people, Mike.
No, but he got me. Like I'm not good at that. Like
I
say
hi
to.
You can't say hi. You just got to keep on walking. I tell that to Brian all the time.
I have to say hi to people. Like if he says hi, I'm going to say hi. Dude, he got his hooks in me. And I had to tell the guy. I mean, I'm not like trying to be an elitist here, but I had to get on the guy and be like, look, dude, I only cruise Disney Cruise Line. He's like, no, Carnival's better. I'm like, dude, you don't even want to go to battle with me right now. I've run 26 miles today. I'm tired. I'm hungry. And I don't want to go to jail the day I ran a marathon. But I'm about to knock you out. Just let me not take a Carnival cruise right now. It was, ask Scott. The story was not good. Anyway, thanks, Alfred. Now you got my blood pressure all up.
Can I give you my tips for enjoying
you
your
can't.
Experience?
Okay, my tip is don't go. Okay.
But yeah, Mike's wrong. So the outlet can be fun. I will say I have gone to the outlet many times. I have purchased many things from the outlet. Yes, I've even purchased Disney Cruise Line stuff from the outlets, you know, that I've enjoyed. So see, Mike,
it's probably from the Big Red Boat. That's how old.
No, it's not that old. But I will say, going in the afternoon, going in the morning, afternoon is a terrible idea. Do not do that. It's just don't. It's hot. It's crowded. Oh. You are not going to find a parking spot. The store itself is packed at that time. Matter of fact, they've actually had to, I've seen they've had lines of people waiting to get into the store.
Oh, no thanks.
So
no thanks.
Don't.
I'll pay twice the retail price to not have to deal with that.
My tip, you're dealing with the eBayers who are buying a bunch of stuff and then they're going to go sell it on eBay. So my tip is do not go in the morning, afternoon, go in the late afternoon. And if you can go in the evening, I can guarantee you it will be less crowded at that point. So you don't have to deal with all the craziness of, you know, everybody and their brother being in the store in the evening. I've had much better success when I've gone in the evening. So, and they are open late. I will tell you, I've been late, almost 11 o'clock. They're still open. So yeah,
no.
That's my hack is don't go in the morning or afternoon because you're going to regret life choices at that point. Like Mike Rallman did. So
dude, I was so fired up.
Anyway, I like Alfred's idea of taking an Uber.
That is
good. That
solves
point,
the parking.
I would gladly take an Uber at that point because, yeah, he's not wrong. I'll just pay for the Uber instead of the parking fee.
Michelle says Walmart and Kissimmee's easier. So that might make sense. Yeah, those Walmarts do have a lot of good stuff. I mean, fake stuff, but good stuff. Mm, all right. Yeah. The problem is my wife like is on to me. Like she knows if I'm getting something that's not real. Like it ain't happening. All right, Pam closes out. I've tried to shut down the outlet mall enough.
Well, so the last thing, of course, I'm going to say is to enjoy the resorts is to check out some of the other resort dining. I mean, that's one of the best reasons to go. Now, when the parks and the resorts first open, you're going to need to have either a reservation at the resort or a dining reservation to go to the resorts initially. They haven't really explained how, you know, how much this is really going to impact guests, or are they really going to be checking and things like that?
Right.
I'm guessing yes, but I guess that this restriction will probably open up fairly quickly. And then after that, you can enjoy not only the sit-down restaurant, which you'll have an ADR for, but also for the lounges and things like that. And I'm looking at you, Geyser Point.
That's what I was just saying, Geyser Point, totally. Yes,
100%. Right. You can't make a reservation for Geyser
right?
Point. So
exactly.
For a while, only the folks staying at the Wilderness Lodge will be able to go there.
Actually, I don't think Geyser Point was listed as
was.
One of the restaurants.
No, it was. It was open. Yeah, it was on
was
the list.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I saw that and I was like, yes.
Got it.
I was like, I almost thought for sure it was because.
Maybe I remember Whispering Canyon being available and I was like, huh.
Geyser
okay.
Point was.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyways, but lots of things. There are lots of great lounges at all the different resorts that, of course, I think that people will want to see open. But, you know, I think it's a perfect opportunity for maybe Disney to look at and see how many people are coming to the different resorts and what they're doing when they get there. So that's a big plus too. So yeah, there's so much unique dining around Walt Disney World. And I think some of the best places, of course, are located outside of the parks. Oh. And if you aren't checking out the dining at the other resorts besides the one that you'll go to, the one resort that you're staying at, then you're missing out for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Ricky, do we have the restaurant list, the initial restaurant list on the Mouse for Less?
It's on the Know Before You Go, too.
Yeah, I will have it on the Mouse for Less. I just haven't had the opportunity to write it up, but it will be there. I can guarantee you within the next day or by the time this is up, it will be there.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for today. I got to go do some yoga or something to bring my blood pressure down because Alfred asked me about the outlet malls. Thank you, Alfred. I got a little hot. I got a little sweat on the forehead. No, it's fine. Don't forget you can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestPod and at BRGuestMike because Ricky will be posting stuff from Disney Springs this weekend. We need our Disney fix, and that's going to help us out a lot.
Yes.
Also, check us out at Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. Three ways to support the show. The most important way is to book your next vacation with the Magic for Less Travel. Passionate, professional agents taking care of everything you need for that next trip. Of course, right now as we're talking, as we're recording, we can't book new trips, but that time is coming very soon. Get in contact with that agent, start laying down some plans, and we'll get that put in place for you and take great care of you in these very fluid times. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase helps support the show. So please bookmark it and use it often, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And you can support the show now on Patreon, patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. Come on over and join the fun. Maybe a little Mike in the Midwest show coming. Just a little Patreon side thing. It's going to be dumb, but you might like it. I mean, it's not really a great way to sell things.
No, but, that's not a great way.
It's not
a great way.
But I mean, you know what? People have been here for 12 years. They know. I'm not pulling anything over anybody's eyes. You know, I am who I am, and that's who I am. So that's how it's going to be. All right, so we're going to get out of here.
Yeah.
I know. I eat my spinach. whatever. Anyway, we are going to get out of here and hope that you have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your time with friends and family. Have some great runs, walks, activities with the family, bike rides. And we'll be back again with you on Monday. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.